from the Indigenous Grown Studios in Sarasota, Florida. Welcome to Indigenous in Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay, from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Coming up in 30 minutes, we welcome from Tehachapi, California, Mr. Robert Hairston, creator of the native blues rock band Blue Mountain Tribe, will be in the spotlight. They just dropped their second album, and it's called Oh Great Warrior, and they currently hold the title for Best Blues Video at this year's Native American Music Awards. Robin will be stopping by to tell us all about it. So until then, let's get ready and start spinning you 2 hours of the best of tunes from our Indigenous musicians. Support for Indigenous in Music comes from the TDG Agency.
You've started a business. Now how do you grow your brand? TDG is an Indigenous-owned agency creating marketing, advertising, websites, videos, logos, and more to build brand equity on messaging solutions with measurable results to match your goals. Online at tdg.agency.
All right, let's get the show started with music from our guest, Blue Mountain Tribe. This is Children on the Rez. Tribe in 25 minutes. All right, here's Exit, Reservation of Education.
John Wayne movies is painted white. I said I won't tell you that all that greed that you see on them John Wayne movies is painted Hollywood white. And it's not right. 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 It's a reservation of education. 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 I'm sure when you were young that you played a game called Cowboys Ninjas. I said I'm sure when you were young that you played a game called Cowboys Ninjas. But you're all grown up now. But you're still playing a game. But only now it's called White Man and Indian. White Man and Indian.
can make you the happiest man, or it can make you sad. But to me, it's an everyday thing. I fall into this bottomless pit. Even fools, fools, fools. Even fools get the blues. Beaten down by the devil of blues. I was cheated playing his old rules. Even fools, fools, fools. Even fools get the
flying high above Turtle Island. Bring us with you. We're on the go. Catch us however you stream. We hang at indigenousandmusic.com.
Time has come to make things right.
places I live.
Was music from Murray Porter, No More. And before that, Tracy Lee Nelson. All right, Shawn Michael Perry, This Is Only the Brave. We are indigenous in music.
It's okay, says only the brave.
That was music from Midnight Sparrows off their brand new album, Rock and Roll City. All right, off to Detroit. This is the City Lines, Many Hearts. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
Closer to my many hearts. Maybe I ought to follow through with what I heard. Hey! I gotta listen a little closer to my many hearts. I gotta listen a little closer to my many hearts. I gotta listen a little closer to my many hearts. I gotta listen a little closer to my many hearts.
That was music from Detroit, and that was The City Lines, Many Hearts. We're going to take a short break, and when we return, Robert Hairston, the creator of the native blues rock band Blue Mountain Tribe, will be in our spotlight. We'll be right back.
You can now catch Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay on Amazon Audible. No membership required, easy access to your favorite show. Enjoy your favorite Indigenous artists, their music, and our interview. Listen in the app. It's all happening on Amazon Audible.
Did you know Indigenous in Music also accepts vehicles as donations too? The proceeds from the sale of your car, truck, SUV, RV, and even boat will help us continue our mission to support Indigenous entrepreneurs. To learn more about donating a vehicle and how to schedule your free pickup, call here at 936-NATIVES. That's 936-628-4837, or complete the online donation at indigenousinmusic.com and click on Make a Donation.
We're bringing it to Arizona, Alaska, California, Colorado, Indiana, Iowa, Louisiana, Minnesota. And it all starts at indigenousandmusic.com. Welcome to our Indigenous in Music Spotlight interview. I'm Larry Kay. Tonight, we welcome from Tehachapi, California, Mr. Robin Hairston. He is the creator of the native blues rock band, Blue Mountain Tribe. They have just released their second album, Oh Great Warrior, and he's here to tell us all about it. Let's head into the spotlight and find out all about it. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Mr. Robin Hairston. Hi, Robin. How you doing tonight?
Oh, Larry, I am doing fantastic. I'm so honored and thrilled to be on your show, and I want to thank all your listeners to be listening in. We got some exciting stuff to tell you about the band Blue Mountain Tribe.
Nice, nice. So now, where are you calling in from tonight?
I'm calling in from Tehachapi, California, and Tehachapi is in central California, right in the middle. And it's sacred Indian mountains, so it's really beautiful up here.
I'm going to have to come visit, for sure.
We'd love to have you.
Well, hey, it's your first visit. Why don't we start by telling our listening audience a little bit about yourself, and then we'll talk about the new album, Oh Great Warrior. So go right ahead. Hit the stage.
Okay. Well, we started off a regular top 40 blues rock band, and we had a longing for something else. We just didn't feel right. Mm-hmm. And one night we were watching a PBS TV special and a band came on, and they were called Exit.
Oh, yeah.
And the singer was Tom B. And we were so thrilled that a bunch of Native Americans could get on stage and just rock your socks off. I mean, these guys just rocked. And that's what we were, a blues rock band. Uh-huh. And I looked over to my wife and my son, Caleb, who's a guitar player, and I said, oh, my God, I want to do this. I want to start an all-Native American blues rock band.
Yeah.
So Tom B is the one that, from Exit, is the one that inspired us.
Nice.
So being from California, area we were at, it was so hard to find Native Americans. I mean, you go to other states like Arizona, New Mexico, Montana, whatever, the Dakotas, there's plenty of Indians. But in our particular area, there hardly wasn't any. So Caleb and I searched and searched, and we started auditioning people that were Native American. And we found Pat Mott, our drummer, who's Chumash.
Nice.
And then we found Cooper Hawk, who's Cherokee, and we picked him up on bass. And so we just started writing. We said, we're not going to do copies anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go strictly original, and we're going to talk about pain, suffering, love, and hope for Native Americans. We're going to base all our blues rock music around Native American culture, history, and the pain that we've gone through. So that's the way Blue Mountain Tribe started off. And people were just so amazed that all Native Americans can get up there.
Oh, yeah.
And just rock. And just rock. They thought we're going to come up, you know, when they said a Native American band, that we'd be playing the flute and tambourine.
Right.
And yeah, hey. But we got up there and just rock their socks off.
Oh,
so that's how Blue Mountain Tribe started it.
Let's talk about the new album, Oh Great Warrior.
Oh, yeah. You guys are going to love this story. Pray for Our Planet. Chief Arville Looking Horse is one of the highly respected chiefs in our country.
Mm-hmm.
And because what our country has been going through with rioting and murders and the plague and the COVID and everything else, he asked me if I'd write a song dealing with those situations that our planet is going
right.
through. So I was very touched that he would ask that. And usually it takes weeks and weeks and even months to write a song. I went out in the back of my backyard and I meditated and I prayed to the Creator. And I wrote the whole song within 1 hour. All the lyrics were 1 hour. I took up the house to my son, Caleb. And I said, Caleb, here's how the song goes. Can you put some music down to it? And so he started doing chords, and I started singing over it. And so that's what inspired that song, Pray for Our Planet. And it's just Pray for Our Planet has gone viral all over the world. It's been played all over the country. It's been played in Europe. We've won 10 film festivals on Pray for Our Planet, including the Las Vegas Film Festival. We won that for Pray for Our Planet.
Congratulations.
And we got to walk the red carpet in Las Vegas and the whole nine yards. So Pray for Our Planet is going to be on our second album, which is coming out.
And we'll be playing that. And it comes with a video, too. So don't forget to watch the video on YouTube.
Right. Yeah, it's on video. And the name of our album is called Oh Great Warrior. And Pray for Our Planet is going to be on that.
I'd like to let our listeners know that we're speaking with Robin Harrison. He is the creator of the Native blues rock band Blue Mountain Tribe. They are currently featured in the current issue of the same magazine. Read all about them and hear our interview on our music page at indigenousandmusic.com and visit them on their web at bluemountaintribe.com as well. Stop on over and take a listen. Robin, great to have you on the show. Thank you for stopping by.
Oh, thank you. I'm so excited. And please, I beg of everybody to follow Blue Mountain Tribe on Facebook, and you can see where our concerts are at and how to purchase the album.
Yes, definitely. And stop by their website. We're going to play you a track from their new album. Here is Pray for Our Planet.
sights. Let's pray together and tell the world no more hatred and no more lies. Your skin color, race, religion, other people's opinion will not divide us. Will not.
That was music from Robin Hairston, creator of native blues rock band Blue Mountain Tribe, and that was Pray for Our Planet. In case you're just tuning in, Robin was just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Welcome, welcome to Indigenous in Music.
That's music from Crystal Shawanda, Rump Shaker. Hey, right now, if you want to get a hold of me, you can call us at the Indigenous Grown Studios Talking Text Line, 936-628-4837. Leave us a message. I want to know where you're calling from.
I could tell I was living in a world that wasn't made for brown-skinned girls. Just you wait, it'll be your turn. And in the mirror, I would say to her, I could be. Do you ever feel like everywhere you go, you're just an act in the sideshow? Just a friend, a second thought, it's time you give them everything you got. I could be the it, girl, can't you see? I could be the face on the magazine. Paint me like a debutante, your prom queen. Pretty little it, girl, yeah, that's me.
Music from Ray Zaragoza, the It Girl. She's going to be in our spotlight in a few weeks. Get to hang out with us. All right, Samantha Crane, Bloomsday. I'm Larry Kay. That's music from Samantha Crane, and that's Bloomsday. I'm Larry Kay. Hope you're enjoying today's show. If you missed part of today's show, you can always find our music and our archives. Everything's there. Our Say Magazine features, it's in our music page, indigenousandmusic.com. Stop on over and leave a comment. Support for Indigenous and Music comes from the TDG Agency.
You have a business. How do you know you're reaching your marketing goals? TDG is an Indigenous-owned agency creating marketing solutions, such as websites and more, with measurable results online at tdg.agency.
I got something fresh off the press that just came in from our friends Asanabe and DJ Shub. Here's a remix of We Were Here.
If I can't, see my blood, it's in my blood, it's in my blood, it's in my blood. Why does it feel like on the edge, staring down a certain day? Why does it feel like the story ends before it starts? We were here in these faded memories, so we were here in these beaten stories, so we were here. And these disappearing words, even when they start, it's in our blood.
Music from Asanabe and DJ Shub. Nice remix. Hey, if you missed part of today's show, I'd like to invite you over to our music page, indigenousandmusic.com, and find us and leave us a comment. That's where we live. Indigenousandmusic.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.